Hey everybody, welcome to Mental Health Matters, the podcast of St. Louis Counseling that promotes to break down the stigma, creates an avenue to make mental health okay, talking about around the dinner table and in general conversation, as well as just an educational way of just sharing some knowledge. So once again, this is Tom Duff. I'm the executive director of St. Louis Counseling. I'm also a licensed clinical social worker who enjoys the business side as well, but also all my roots are, you know, in the direct care of working with individuals and families and couples, and just love this format that we're doing. We just surpassed our 25th podcast, and so that's like a milestone for us, and our listeners are growing and getting good feedback. And please give us feedback. Get questions going even, or if you have an idea what you want to hear about, let us know. So, you know, first of all, please download our podcast and spread the wealth and the news about what we're doing here. But of course, through Spotify, iTunes, Libsyn, you can totally find us there. You can also go to our website. You can find our podcast there as well, too, where you can listen. And also on our social media pages. So St. Louis Counseling, Saint spelled out, Louis Counseling. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and you can view it as well there, too. But definitely always with any business, sharing through social media just helps business, right? And for us in our nonprofit world and our ability to share and educate this topic, that's what you're doing. So when you do that, you know, you're not just helping out our agency, you're actually helping people learn more about mental health. And if you are out there listening saying, I'd love to be a sponsor, I own this business, and or maybe just you as an individual, I want to be a sponsor, feel free to reach out. And you can contact Debbie Dugan, and her email address is ddugan@ccstl.org, Debbie Dugan. You can also find her on our website as well, too. So today, you know, a lot of times we have guests come in and talk, but today you just get me. All right, so do not turn it down, turn it up, do not turn it off, do not hit stop, because we're going to be talking about men's mental health. June is Men's Health Month, and earlier this month we had Men's Mental Health Week. A lot of M's in there, it's hard to pronounce, get that going. But we're going to talk today about men's mental health. And there's some things we want to point out with that, and some ability to kind of explore this topic. But first of all, you know, stereotypes, roles, family, culture, relationships. You know, there's so many places to begin when we talk about men's mental health, because that's such a broad category, and things that affect men that may not affect women as much, who knows? But there's different ways of approaching mental health, and sometimes it's through the lens of being a male, and what gets in the way as well also when it comes to men addressing their mental health issues. But listen to some of these stats, right off the bat. 6 million men in America deal with depression. Less than half of those seek treatment. 49% of men are acknowledging they have a mental health issue with depression. But even with that, you don't know exactly how many of those are actually seeking out treatment. Men make up about 75% of the total number of suicides in our country, in America, right? Because this can be an international podcast, right? But in America, 75% of suicides are men. Men are 3.5 times more likely to commit suicide than women. 6 out of 10 men experience at least one trauma in their life. When we think about trauma, of course, it's not just about, you know, an actual accident or event. Sometimes it's about living in a world of trauma and high stress day in and day out. So when you look at men and some of the traditional roles we've held, right, with military, with you look at, there's more men in the military than women. More males are in firefighting and police work, and the traumas that kind of comes with those. So sometimes it's about that. But when you think about that, it's some stats that really right off the bat go, wow, You know, let's take a deeper dive into that. We know that depression, anxiety, psychosis and schizophrenia, eating disorders are all areas that are some of the top diagnoses, I should say, for men and mental health. And we know that depression and anxiety across the board are really present for men, women, throughout America. But the reality is men are experiencing, these are the top ones that are dealing with men as well too. So, you know, like I said, it's a broad category when you look at some of those things from stereotypes and roles and families, but I really think we need to start with the individual and what makes up us up, right? Now, society, let's talk about that first, right? Society creates these roles, right? So we look at stereotypes. Stereotypically speaking, men are supposed to be the hunter, the breadwinner. They're supposed to be strong physically and mentally, no matter what. You're not supposed to cry, right? The ability to fix and repair. You know, you're supposed to take care of everything. You have to be strong. Stereotypically speaking, of course, you're not supposed to display anything you would associate with a female, stereotypically as well, too. So you shouldn't be in touch with your feelings. You know, women are supposedly more in touch with their feelings than men. So men, you know, you keep that together. You pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You be strong for everybody. You take care of business, right? So when you look at just some of those stereotypes and you can trace those back a long ways, right? I mean, going back to the very beginning, right? Men, the caveman was supposed to go out and I was going to say slay the dragon, but I think they're supposed to, the caveman was supposed to club the dinosaur, you know, and bring home the meat, right? And the woman was supposed to take care of those kids and cook the meat, whatever it was back in caveman times. But I mean, it goes all the way back to then, right? And so you look at those stereotypes and how embedded they are today as well too. You know, I grew up in a two-parent household, okay? My father was a firefighter, worked 24 hours, off 24 hours. Every other week, he'd have 3 days off in a row. My mom was a homemaker, so I kind of grew up in a very stereotypical blue-collar family, firefighter, homemaker, right? And you know, when my dad was home, he was doing his hobbies such as gardening, hunting, things of that nature. So he kind of fit those roles to a T in that sense. Also quiet, you know, didn't know what he was thinking, what you were kind of on edge. You didn't know, you know. So when you look at some of those roles, they're so prevalent, and there's so many other people that has the same story, right, in regards to how they grew up. But I come back to the individual, right? And what are we about as a man and how we define man? And we'll get into that in a little bit. But we have to look at where are we at with our willingness to acknowledge we have emotions to start with. And how comfortable are we? And when we further dive deep into that, what's our comfortability with being able to work outside of these stereotypes? So, you know, fun stuff, right? I don't mind watching Lifetime, you know, and I'm going to say it out now to everybody, and the people around me know I'll watch Lifetime. But I'll be honest, whenever we had to switch our TV packages, I didn't get the Lifetime Movie Network. That really bothered me because there's some movies on there that I would just turn on and watch. But you know what? You know how many friends made fun of me over the years going, you watch Lifetime? That's only for women, right? Why can't I watch that? Right? Why can't I watch BET? You know, why can't I? You know, we get into these roles and like, this is how I'm supposed to operate. I'm only supposed to like action movies too, right? Because I'm a man. Die Hard's supposed to be my favorite movie. I can like both. I can like day in and day out Lifetime movies on the weekends, spending some time with my wife watching those, seeing Richard Grieco. You guys remember Richard Grieco from back in the day? He was in 21 Jump Street. But I swear he was in like every Lifetime movie in the 90s. Pretty much the same character, right? But the reality is like I can like everything. I don't have to let myself fall into these societal roles that are meant to be. My field, social work, there's not a lot of males in social work. And so sometimes I've had looks over, you're a therapist. What? You know, it's like, and the reality is, yeah, I've worked predominantly with females my whole life. That's just because who's in that field. But it also has allowed me to, you know, have some uniqueness as well too, because of being in that field. So I guess what, you know, I'm using myself as an example on a couple of these things, but what I want you to start thinking about, you know, as a man, as a male, and ultimately, right, I'm talking about the individual. So whoever's listening, whether you be female, male, however you identify, right, be open to looking at yourself as in that individualistic way and saying about yourself, okay, I'm okay, it's okay if I like this, and be okay with that. Because wrapping it back into mental health, right, if you recognize there's something going on with yourself, you have to get help. All right. So those stereotypes of being, I have to take care of this myself, I don't need to talk about anything, I'm supposed to handle this because I'm a man, I'm supposed to be strong. Those are the things that get in the way of addressing a mental health concern. As I said, 6 million men in the United States deal with depression. Depression can lead to very strong consequences, right? And think about the consequences of not getting help in general when it comes to a mental health issue. First and foremost, one of the worst things that could ever happen, right, is death, right? Because you didn't address a concern that may impacted your overall mental health. Failed relationships can be a result of consequences of not getting help. Marital issues, issues with your significant other, day in and day out of not being able to connect to your kids because you have a mental health issue that you're not willing to address. Poor employment, things that get in the way a lot of times. You know, I used to work with young people that were getting in the field of, just getting a job, you know, and I could get them a job and I could get an employer to give them a chance. But then the reality was there was a mental health component to get in the way that they weren't willing to address. And you look at unemployment rates and you look at why people get terminated from jobs and fired from jobs. There's a lot of times a component there, whether it be emotional health issue, emotional intelligence, a mental health diagnosis. There's things that can get in the way. And if you don't address it, you will not succeed. Living in despair on a daily basis. Don't you want to feel good? You know, don't you want to live a life where maybe you're looking at somebody else across the street and they're just having a great time and you are just living in despair? You're missing out on life because you're not willing to break through some of these issues on how to go get help. And sometimes, unfortunately, we have to hit rock bottom before we realize I'm not strong enough to make a change. I'm not strong enough to just ask for help, you know? And so kudos to a lot of celebrities out there, right? They're trying to come to a point of saying, and it's breaking down stigma, right? This is about this podcast, right? But they're saying, I'm going to use my celebrity status and I'm going to say, I have a mental health issue and I got help and I feel better. And if you don't get help, here's what happens, you know? And I started thinking of a list off the top of my head, you know, and then I even Googled a couple. And it was also funny when I Googled this, celebrities and mental health, right away, tons of women you see have come out and said this and that, and it's been there for a while, like I'm dealing with this issue. And then right away, when I Googled males, the list wasn't as big, you know, because we're just now getting to this point, you know, and we talk about how strong we can be. Sometimes I think there's nothing stronger than taking a stand and being honest. But locally here in St. Louis, you know, our podcast is based here in St. Louis, John Hamm, mental health issue he's talked about over the years. Local baseball hero, as well as Major League star David Freese, right off the bat. Just two local celebrities that have acknowledged this publicly and in the news, that's saying mental health issues are real and mental health treatment is good for you. But other people, Kevin Love, basketball player, right? But Howard Stern, David Letterman, Brandon Marshall, Bruce Springsteen, Wayne Brady, Pete Davidson, Trevor Noah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right? All these guys have acknowledged mental health is real. Mental health illness is real. Getting treatment is good for you. All right. Sometimes that's what it takes. It takes this celebrity or this person we put on a pedestal. And sometimes, you know, you're going to hear Charles Barkley once, said, don't put me on a pedestal. I ain't your kid's role model, you know. But we do that as a society, right? And so sometimes some of these guys that are in these macho professions, right? They're using their voice right now. And so, you know, heck, I mean, The Rock, right? Look at his persona as a WWE wrestler. And of course, now he's an actor. But talk about a manly man and all that stuff. He's saying depression's real. He went through an episode of that during his life. So we put these people into these pedestals. So maybe that helps you as a male listening out there. But what do we need to do as males, right? To acknowledge that we need help when it comes to some mental health, emotional health issues. First and foremost, check yourself, right? Find out who you are. So, if you listen to podcasts before, big proponent of know thyself, right? So why can't you be who you want to be? Why do you have to automatically follow the role you're in? So sometimes I think it's, you know, it's coming of age and as kids we grow up and we're only, around our family, our community, our neighborhood and who our male role models are. Right. And so that's how we relate. And sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's music. And, you know, we try to follow those, but at a certain point, you know, the brain isn't developed till age 25, fully developed, you know, and who knows, research will probably come out and say, there's always a little bit, of growth, even when you're, 102. But bottom line is we know like right now around age 25, brain fully develops, but you have to be in, you know, other, everyone is individualistic, right? You have to figure out who you are and you have to start asking yourself those questions. And then you have to have that courage to say, and okay, you talk about strength right now, right? You have to have the courage to say like, I don't have to be this traditional male that I was born and raised as, or that I've created this image of what a male should be. And this is what it needs to be. You don't have to follow that, all right? Be who you want to be. You can be a construction worker who likes wearing skinny jeans, all right? There's nothing wrong with that, all right? Be who you want to be. And the reality, I can like Lifetime and I can like Die Hard, all right? I can be a therapist that likes to go target shooting and hunting, all right? There's all these components of who we get to be. And at times we just allow ourselves to fall into these categories. And sometimes it's the roles we take on, right? So look at traditional male jobs. You know, earlier I talked about that trauma component, right? 6 out of 10 males experience one trauma event in their life. You know, a lot of jobs traditionally fit genders, right? And so we're going to be around a lot more males if we're in a certain line of work, such as police, construction, whatever it may be. But it still means you don't have to just follow the norm, you know? So if 10 guys are all about, I only hunt and I only fish and I only express my emotions inside of my head, you don't have to do that, right? So when I talk about being an individual, it's about being strong enough to be who you are. And 9 times out of 10, people accept you for who you are, you know, because those guys you're working with every single day get to know you. They might give you some ribbing and all that, but the reality is they get to know you and they let you be who you want to be, right? So speaking of being manly, I'm talking about challenging that status quo, the role that you're in, and realize you can be that Renaissance man, right? You can be the guy who likes going to opera, but also is a carpenter and works hard with his hands and has these different roles that cross into different sectors of society. Be a man and challenge the status quo. and be a man when it relates back to mental health, right? Be a man and be okay with going to get help when you need help. And which is number three on my list. Get help when you need help. Test the waters. Maybe start with your primary doctor. Sometimes we don't know where to turn to. Something has happened. We've lost interest in activities. We don't like our hobbies anymore. We're not talking. We're sleeping more. And you don't know what's going on. So get help when you need help. Test the waters, all right? Maybe start with that primary doctor. Because that's a good way to find out, confidentially, because we have a hard time if we're going to fully say, I need some help and something's wrong with me. Talk to your doctor. It's going to be a confidential way of doing that. Trust a loved one and talk to them. You know, there's going to be somebody in your life that probably you trust and that you can reveal some of this to. And here's the other thing. When you test the waters and you're going to get help, you realize you are not alone. You are not alone. And then even, you know, those celebrities I mentioned earlier, just with that, you're not alone. The reality is the stats show us that 6 million guys are suffering depression. That's a lot of people. You are not alone. And so when you test those waters, maybe going to a therapist. All right. And here's the thing about choosing a therapist, guys. It may not work the first time because you may not click with that therapist, which does not mean you should say to yourself, which is a common thinking mistake, thinking errors like, oh, therapy doesn't work. I tried it and it didn't work. It didn't work with that person. And sometimes we got to pick the right one. And sometimes that means we may not go to another male therapist. We may go to a female therapist because that's who we are find it easier to talk to. It, vice versa. It comes back to the individual, as I talked before. So get help when you need help. Number four is a little tip to work on and what we need to do as males is open up. So often we've been trained to really not talk, not express emotion. Maybe it's the job we're in. Maybe it's how we were raised. But males in general, man, you know, and you hear it from couples who talk, like, he never talks, right? He never tells me what's going on inside his head. He thinks to himself. I see it all the time. People you work with as well, too, when you see people day in and day out. It's common for males not to talk. I don't think the norm is that males are expressive. I really don't. Just by being a male and just by having a lot of male friends, we are not expressive in nature. So sometimes we have to train ourselves to open up and to actually say what's on our mind and I guess maybe not say what's on our mind, but say that we have feelings and that we have emotions because we truly, truly do. And they impact our decision makings. And the reality is maybe you're 40 years old, right? You can still do this. You know, you're not set in your ways. You can always teach an old dog new tricks. Did I just call 40-year-old old? Oh, my gosh. I am in my 40s, but I do feel I can always learn. And I do feel I can learn new things as we go. So, you know, those are a couple tips and just general stuff we need to do as males to be able to be more open to mental health treatment and to acknowledge that mental health affects everybody. You know, so according to, here's another stat, you know, according to the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, right? Nearly 1 in 13 adult men live with a heart disease, and approximately 1 in 10 men are likely to experience some form of depression or anxiety. And when I say depression or anxiety, you know, as I've always said before, you know, here in the podcast, is there's an ebb and flow every day to mental health. We all have mental health. We all have physical health. We all have that category, health above that. Some of us have a mental illness, and depression and anxiety are diagnosable mental illnesses. And I think we all have ups and downs, you know, and you could say like, oh, yeah, that's like depression. I was depressed yesterday, or I was very anxious because I had to go have this speaking event, right? But the reality is there's also these diagnosable mental health conditions. So I want to talk to you guys just a little bit about depression, right? And depression is one of the most common diagnosable mental health issues in America for everyone. But we know with men, that's the most common diagnosis that we see with mental illness inside of men. But what exactly, you know, are some signs and symptoms of depression in men? And of course, this is depression in everyone, right? But anger, irritability, or aggressiveness, it can come out that way. Feeling anxious, restless, or on edge. A loss of interest in something that we do on a normal basis. So our activities that we do for pleasure, we just kind of don't have interest in that. Maybe it's also not having interest in our family, or may not be having interest in our work that we usually enjoy. Problems with sexual desire and performance. Feeling sad, empty, flat, hopeless. Not being able to concentrate or remember details. Feeling very tired. Not being able to sleep, or sleeping too much, overeating or not eating at all. So each individual is very different, all right? So those are symptoms of depression. So if you have those, all right, and it's impacting your life, now, so some of those you may be saying, well, I worked out 3 times this week and I was doing an outdoor project. So yeah, of course I'm tired. Okay, yeah, I get that. But if this is an ongoing pattern, right? And even when you're not doing all that physical activity, you're still tired. You're mentally drained. We hear that a lot too. These are all things that should raise that flag, all right? So if you're a guy, all right, I think one of my other podcasts is like, don't be a dude, right? I think I was with John Henry maybe. He's like, don't be a dude and not talk about this. So you got to talk about these things. You know, and it may feel, and one of the reasons we don't as male, we don't want to look weak, all right, because we're supposed to be strong. But that we feel that that makes us look weak, all right. But would you do that if you're working out every single day, right, and you're pumping iron and your bicep is killing you? I guarantee you, you're telling someone, oh man, my bicep is killing me, man. Or you're going home and asking your significant other to rub that for you, like, oh man, that hurts. Can you help me out here? I guarantee you are doing that. But if you're feeling these things inside your head, inside your heart, inside your soul, inside your stomach, right? At that level, there are so many of us that don't bring that up. And you have to think of it as the same way, all right? Because it's a health issue, right? So those signs and symptoms, recognize those. Have the courage to go talk to somebody about those. Guys, it's okay to take medication as well too, all right? If needed, all right? If needed. So much of us like look at that as like, oh, that's weak. That means I can't handle it myself. I have to take this pill. This pill is supposed to make me feel good. Well, the pill is actually putting chemicals back inside your brain to put you at the right balance. Right? Just like when a diabetic has to take insulin, right? They're taking that to help them get back to a therapeutic level for themselves, right? So it's the same exact concept. So I'm not saying just say, hey, I've been down for a couple weeks. I need to go get a pill and make me. No, I'm saying if there's a pattern to it, it's okay. And if someone prescribes it, and of course, you could start with a general doctor to throw these symptoms out. But it's also okay to go see a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist will not always prescribe you meds. They may say, you don't need meds, you need to go to counseling. Or you go to counseling for next month, talk through some of these things, and then we'll see if you need a medication or not, all right? So it is okay to go get help. It does not make you weak, all right? As I go back to that pulled muscle and that bicep, you've blown your bicep out. Doctor says you need to go get physical therapy. I bet you will go get physical therapy because it's important to you and you want to get back in the gym working out. Well, sometimes with depression, you need to get back into your life and to make your and to be there for your loved ones and to be able to go to work and do all those things and not let depression get in the way of living your life. All right. So often, recognizing that is the first step. Then, guys, if you need medication, go do that. Also, going to the therapist does not make you weak. It's actually refreshing. So many guys, so many women, so many people have said, man, that felt really good to go in there and get some stuff off my chest, all right? Or I can't tell my loved ones, this happened to me. I have one of these past traumas, you know? I can't tell them what happened to me. I can't tell them what it was like in war, in a combat area. I don't want to scare them. So they, you know, because they're trying to be strong for their loved ones. And I can't tell what it's like to be a police officer in a place where there's constant shootings and I'm scared for my life because I don't want them to feel scared, but I need to come in and talk about this to somebody. Those are the things that therapy can do and counseling for a person. It's getting some of that stuff out because that toxic stress, guys, takes you over, all right? And it changes you. And then you become less tolerable to be around. You become even less talkative to your loved ones, and that creates the tension with those loved ones. So therapy is okay. You know, I'm not going to spend too much longer talking because I also know guys, right? Our attention span only goes so long, right? But depression is real. You can get help if you don't want to do that. Recognize these symptoms in here. What are you eating? Your diet plays a role in that. Exercise. Go exercise, right? Even if it's just a walk, even if it's moderate exercise, but get in the gym and do some stuff, or even if it's at your house, wherever it is. Get your hobby, find your interest, use things to increase the dopamine levels in your head, such as pushing yourself to spend more time around loved ones and friends and laugh, get sunlight. These are all things you can do if you're still afraid to go to get help. But with all of this being said, right, with Men's Mental Health Week we just had, and it's Men's Health Week, or I'm sorry, Men's Health Month. And like I always say, right, we have health as a broad category. We have two wings that come off of that, physical health and mental health. They're both real. We're more willing as guys to take care of our physical health. Sometimes not, though. Sometimes we don't want to go to a doctor as well. But be just as open as you are and be even more open with this mental health side. We have to take care of ourselves. We as guys and males need to open the door up for other males and check in on each other. Just because we're showing caring doesn't mean we're a caring side, doesn't mean we're weak. We have some distinct ways of looking at the world through our lens and our own individualistic lens. So don't be afraid to challenge those. Challenge the status quo. Be that Renaissance man. Be open to being who you are. You don't have to fall in the role of being the traditional stereotypical male. If you like some of those things, awesome. Allow yourself to be introduced to other aspects of life. It creates this world of just overall well-being. It helps us be more present for ourselves and for the people that love us in our lives. And the more we talk about that, the more we change other people's worlds. And that's what it's all about, right? Let's all just make a better world, and we do it one person at a time. And hopefully, if you guys have questions, anybody out there, whether you're a male, female, however way you identify, please reach out to us, stlouiscounseling.org. Spell out Saint, so stlouiscounseling.org. If you have Lifetime movies you would like to suggest for me, I probably have seen them, but you go ahead and list those out, you know, send those messages to us. Become a sponsor if you want to, but please download our podcast, share it, spread the news, and let's keep moving all of this forward and making mental health okay to talk about. Until next time, Tom Duff, St. Louis Counseling. See you later.
This has been Mental Health Matters with Tom Duff of St. Louis Counseling Services. Check out stlouiscounseling.org for more information.